Introduction. How a lifelong obsession with aging and health became my career. Josh Middledorf. Fear of death and fear of death. I was 3 years old when my father told me that someday I was going to die. I was terrified. The thought that a few decades of life would be followed by an eternity of nothingness obsessed me, drove me frequently into a panic, and sent me crawling into my parents' bed in the middle of the night. I know now that this kind of fear is not uncommon in young children, but attaching it to something so abstract and distant seems unusual. I had immediate first-hand experience with the crippling incoherence that naked fear could evoke. No one had to tell me that fear itself, not death, but the fear of death, was a horrible, unbearable plague. But as a small child, I was silenced by shame and embarrassment. I presumed that susceptibility to fear was my peculiar weakness, and that I was all alone in having to come to terms with it. I learned to distract myself and put thoughts of death out of my head. I told myself that someday I would face the specter of death, but for now, it was just too uncomfortable. The bargain that I made was that I would allow myself the luxury of distraction with the promise that I would return to this issue of mortality and sort it out when I was 35. Yes, even as a preschooler, I had a certain affinity for numbers, and I thought 35 was safely tucked away in the remote future, but still only halfway to the age my father told me I might expect to live. As it turned out, I was off by about a decade. At age 35, I was delightfully occupied with the adoption of my first daughter. But when I was 46, a confluence of inner readiness and outer events drew me into the contemplation of death. It began with scientific study, which led not only to other studies and this book, but also to a more youthful body, renewed energy, better health, and a feeling of relaxation and empowerment in an area that had once paralyzed me with fear. Cancer concerns and pollution paranoia. I came of age in the 1960s.